The Home Secretary has made it clear that, as he introduces his white paper on asylum and immigration, that he wants a debate on the issue of arranged marriages. He said that rather than keeping up with the old custom of people from the Asian subcontinent bringing in spouses to live with them in the UK, there's a discussion to be had on whether more of these marriages could be undertaken within what he calls the settled community here. But that suggestion has not gone down well in parts of that Asian community here. Aziz is a 32-year-old Muslim who recently went to Pakistan to arrange his own marriage. He hopes to bring his bride back to this country after their wedding in August and questions the right of any politician to interfere in his private life.
If I could find somebody within my community, within this country, who had the same background, same cultural beliefs, same everything, then I would marry them. But I haven't. So does that mean I end up single for the rest of my life? My fiancé speaks English fluently. My fiancé has a Bachelor of Business Administration. My fiancé has a green card. I don't think people should turn around to you and say, you cannot fall in love and marry this person, or you cannot fall in love and marry somebody else.
Well, Baroness Udin, who's from the Asian community herself, is a Labour member of the House of Lords. Anne Cryer is the Labour MP for Keighley. Last summer, you might remember, she suggested all Asian immigrants should be encouraged to learn English when they got here. Well, let me start with you, Lady Udin. Good morning to you. What do you make of the Home Secretary's suggestion?
Well, I think that the white paper itself should distinguish what it's trying to achieve. And whether it's about arranged marriages or whether it's about citizenship, I do think, taking on board what Mr. Aziz says, that state has no bearing or right to interfere in personal choice.
It does have a right, though, to make suggestions about the way people lead their lives.
I think it does that all the time, and that there is nothing wrong whatsoever. But as you can see, arranged marriages as such has been specifically mooted out for discussion and also referred to the discussion for settled community. I think that is a deeply offensive. I think I've had many representations since yesterday. I do hope, though, what David is saying, making it quite clear that he's introduced this discussion for this paper for discussion, and I hope the settled community of Britain will make its voice very clear that it's very absolutely okay for the requirement of English to be learnt and all of that, but you cannot prescribe authoritatively or dictatorially a particular a way of life for a very, very old settled British citizens.